With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. How have farmers, and tree fruit farmers specifically, managed the past couple of years hit hard by the challenges brought by the pandemic? Well, that depends on who you ask, I suppose. Mark Powers, president of the Northwest Horticultural Council, believes they've done all right.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it's never perfect, right? And you don't want to overpromise. You want to overdeliver and underpromise.
Powers says that's not to say there haven't been challenges along the way.
You know, one of the challenges, I think, Bob, for folks that do what we do is recognizing that we have to work through other people, whether it's Congress or administrations or in foreign trade or any of that. We rely on the U.S. government to do certain things. And sometimes they're able to do what we need to have done, and sometimes they aren't. And 2021 was no different.
But overall, Power says it's not all bad.
On the positive side, industry has weathered COVID, and it did so, I think, fairly well overall.
Thanks in part, Power says, to our government.
There was some assistance from the government over the past couple of years to that end, which was helpful. There were any number of challenges from marketing to labor to international trade. I mean, you just go down the list. Everything was affected, but we weathered it well.
Tune in tomorrow for more on getting through these challenging times, which may run well into next year and beyond. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.